welcome back to the Monday's Experts Podcast for Kingsford Smith Derby Day and the BRC size produce for the 31st of May 2025. So short, sharp podcast now. I've been a bit behind the eight ball since Wednesday as I went to Origin, and normally Wednesday night is my night of form and then I kind of refine things from there. So should be short, sharp, 10, 15 minutes. Hopefully I can deliver some winners for everyone and we can have a nice fruitful Saturday there. Summary of last weekend, $100 strategy returned $128.10. And then for the, I guess, my plays, I spent 27.5 units for a return of 32.5. So I won't dive deep too much into the summary of the weekend, except for Antino was awesome there in that Doomben Cup. And I think it's disappointing that we're not at the Moonee Valley track, because I think he'd really appreciate getting around that tight track and really, I guess, getting going at the 800 metres. He'll probably have to go to another level to probably compete with Via Sestina, but I certainly think he has it in him. War Machine, he's a genuine star and deserved favourite there for the Stradbroke in a couple of weeks' time. And then we've got Red Galaxy, who I thought was very, very good. He was one of my better bets and one of my bigger bets for the day. And I managed to jag $12 about him. He was given a bit of an interesting ride there by John McNeil. But outside of that, it was I thought he was did pretty well to run second there. And then on Sunday, we witnessed history with only the second horse ever to do the Hong Kong Triple Crown in Voyage Bubble. It was such a weird race. I was very keen on Dubai Honor, and he was given an absolute stinker of a ride by Tommy Marquano, who I don't, I think, assessed the race as best as he could have. But we move on to this weekend. So Eagle Farm, we're in the true position there now. It's currently Friday morning here in Brisbane. We've had a few very light showers, but nothing of significance. So it'll be interesting to see if this rain that is predicted comes today and tomorrow. I think just given the fact that Eagle Farm is such a good draining track, we're probably likely to be on a soft 6, maybe soft 7 at worst on Saturday. But let's just wait and see come race morning. So with that in mind, just be mindful of betting it at Eagle Farm just because of that, I guess, that impending weather that we have and how the track may play. And again, those things where you might end up with some, I guess, some scratchings coming there. So you're going to cop some deductions also. The same could be said for Sydney. So looking at the form as of last night when I was doing it, it was a heavy 9. So just be mindful there at Rose Hill as well. So first race we're going to touch on is race 5, the Group 2 BRC's size produce over the 1400 metres. Now, race shape wise, got a decent tempo expected here with Halfpenny Hatch, Farnacle if he makes the field, Aerodrome, and Brave Design from the wide alley likely all roll forward. I think Best Girl will likely use that inside alley to take up a position. Prince Tycoon will be there as well, as long with Cool Archie. Now, this is a really, really good race for the two-year-olds, and it sets up for a great JJ Atkins in a couple of weeks' time. Now, one of the main lead-ups, obviously, is the Spirit of Bloom Classic, which was run at Doomben 2 weeks ago, which was won by Cool Archie from Gallo Nero and Grafter Burners. Now, of the horses out of that race, I want to be with Grafter Burners. He was wide for the majority of that trip facing the wind, and he was just beaten by horses who had much kinder and economical runs in transit in Gallo Nero and Cool Archie. Aerodrome comes here off a very impressive and high rating win there at Hawkesbury over the 1400 metres on a heavy deck. He did sit outside lead, ran a good tempo there and sprinted away nicely. Draw is really, really good for him. I think he can just park in just behind the speed. And from a map perspective, I think he's certainly the one that's, I guess at advantage after that barrier draw. Then got Prince Tycoon, who is another who put up a very, very big number on debut down there in Victoria before going to that Gold Coast and he ran that two-year-old classic under lights on the Friday night. Now, he did miss the kick slightly in that run, and then he was caught wide and he had to muster forward. And I in the mid-stages. And I think given the way he did finish off, I thought he was very, very good there. I think he'll be much better suited here to Eagle Farm. Now, interestingly, obviously, Shin's been ruled out now for the carnival, but Shin did originally opt to ride Grafter Burners over Prince Tycoon. So I suggest that's probably a bit of a push within itself. Obviously, Nash now is riding Prince Tycoon, which I don't think he's going to be, and are hindered by having Nash on. And I think Jason Collette has taken the ride there on Grafterburners. Betting wise, obviously the wide barrier is not great for Grafterburners, but I think he's a ripping chance and a really good each way play. Aerodrome, I think if he can reproduce the figure that he put in at that 1400 meter race there at Hawkesbury, he'll also be there. But yeah, really, really good race. And then I guess bring on the JJ in a couple of weeks' time. Next one I want to touch on is race 6, the Group 3 Fred Best Classic for the 3-year-olds over 1,400 metres. Now, average tempo is anticipated here with Spicy Martini, Candlewick, Media World and Stay Focused all likely to roll forward. And I think the one that probably intrigues me from a map perspective mostly is Raikkonen and what they do from that wide alley with him and whether they opt to kick up and roll forward and probably try and park in 3 wide with cover, or do they take their medicine and go back? I guess we'll have to wait and see come Saturday. Now, this is one of those races where there is a free ticket into the Stradbroke for the winner here. I still actually remember this race back in 2017 when one of my all-time favourites in Nick and Over won this at quite decent odds for me. I was really keen to bet into this race before the scratching of Bizusto, who I thought was a very, very good winning chance. They've obviously opted for the harder option in the Kingsford Smith, where I think he's a chance there also. But outside of that, I found this race very hard to analyse, just given those, I guess, various form lines, some coming up from Sydney, some coming up from, obviously, Victoria. And in terms of a ratings perspective, there isn't a whole lot separating Emirati, Angel Capital, Stay Focused, and Raikkonen, and even Just Party there. So betting-wise, I'll probably be steering clear of this unless there's some sort of crazy market support for one of them. And quaddy numbers are going to be going wide. So I think 2, 3, 4, 5, 6... 9, 10, and 15 are your numbers. We then go to race 7, the Group 1 Kingsford Smith Cup. Now, race shape-wise, average tempo anticipated, and I think only Zarastro and Rise at Dawn look your speed influences. And then outside of that, it's just going to be interesting to see where everyone ends up from a map perspective. Obviously, Jolly Star's favourite here has a nice freshen up following her Newmarket Handicap win. Jockey in the TJ Smith, I guess, hindered her chances of performing well coming up that inferior ground. And then she bounced back to her best in the All Age Stakes just behind Jimmy Star and Sunshine in Paris. I thought she finished off with real purpose. They're beating home Sunshine in Paris, who ended up going on and franking the form and winning that Doomben 10,000. Then obviously Briasa, new sprinting horse on the scene. He was very good. And then Benedetta, and of course Antino was a distant 11th, I think, beaten over 5 lengths. So the form out of the race is well and truly stacked up there. As I said, deserved favourite. A little bit sticky with the draw, but given it's J-Mac on, which is obviously a huge plus, I wouldn't be too worried. And that tick over trial at Warwick Farm over the synthetic over the 740 I thought was good, but she wasn't asked to much, which is, I guess, that typical Waller trial. Then got Giga Kick, resumed in the Goodwood off some decent trials. He probably lacked his usual zip that won him the Everest, but I don't think he's going as well as he was when he was at his absolute peak. Obviously, given that injury history, I think he's probably maybe a length or two slower than what he was, but I still thought he finished off that Goodwood quite well, considering he did cop a bit of interference there and he had to make that wide run. Interesting, he's obviously steps up in trip, which is a good thing. I think he's a ripping chance, that's for sure. And you can never discount, I guess, Clayton Douglas and his star horse. Then got Benedetta, widely publicised that she didn't appreciate the heavy going there in the Doomben 10,000. I thought it was a bit of a weird ride from Jamie Mellon there. I don't know how she was off midfield after drawing 4 and actually behind Sunshine and Paris, which I thought she'd be a little bit more forward and run. I think she'll certainly be better suited to Eagle Farm. See how this track surface is. Obviously, it heads towards that heavy 8, heavy 9 territory. I'd be steering clear of her. But I think she's had a really good prep. She's just had some unlucky runs there, that's for sure. Private A, on his day, he's one of the key threats, but I just don't think he is now. 7-year-old gelding, he's entering his twilight years. But what we do need to remember is he did beat home Jolly Star, Steffi Magnetica, IME, and did cross the line with Sunshine in Paris last prep. So you can probably line him up with a lot of them. He's had 3 trials in the lead up to this, but I'm not really convinced on them. Nash knows him, though, which is a good thing. And I think he wouldn't surprise me, but he's not one that's going to be taking my cash. Then you've got Komochi, Nash off, Craig on, interesting. Not too shattered by that, though. I think she's absolutely flying, and it's just been unlucky this prep. First up, she was in that Challenge Stakes. She was just awesome there in the autumn. She then went to the TJ, drew the wide barrier, and only went down by one and I think 1.7 lengths there to the winners. And she did actually beat home Jetabeel, Jolie Star, Sunshine of Paris, Magic Time that day, and was only 0.1 of a length off Jimmy Star, who obviously we know went to the all-aged. Was only one point length off them. So really liked her trial there at Warwick Farm over the 1,200 metres on the 13th of May, and she's finally drawn a gate, which is a good thing. So I think she's a ripping chance at double-figure odds. Payline had this horse 100-1 in the Doomben 10,000, and he well and truly outperformed that SP. Coming up the rails, only went down by half length. I think the horse is racing in great form at the moment, and Muncie's actually sneakily flying, I think. Then got Rise of Dawn, who was scratched from the BRC sprint last week. Probably given the barrier, and maybe the stable thought War Machine was going to be far superior. Gets Ethan Brown now that Blake Shin's been ruled out. Trials have been very, very nicely. And I think from barrier run, he's probably going to get the run of the race if he's going to be just in behind Zarastro, or if he kicks up and keeps Zarastro wide, who knows. And then we've got Bizusto, who's one of those horses I think will really relish, who really relished those wet conditions there on Hollandale Day. Won by 6 lengths on that track. But that was one of those days where there was a lot of kickback. Horses weren't making up a lot of ground. So that margin probably is a bit exacerbated there. Obviously, Connections have opted to bring him here for the Group 1 instead of going for the Fred Best, where I thought he was a really, really good winning chance. Bit of a step up in grade, but obviously they have a strong opinion of him because they wouldn't be running him here if they didn't think he was a chance. Then we got Zarastro. Lovely tick over trial over the 1,000 there at Doomben on the 8th of May. Looks to take complete control here unless Rise at Dawn decides to pester. I thought first up in that Ascot quality was probably a bit sharp, but he did beat home Payline there, who obviously we know came out next start, ran third in the Doomben 10,000. So you can kind of guess that there's quite a few little, I guess, tie-ins with a lot of the horses here in this field. So for me, heaps of winning chances. For mental health reasons, obviously, I'll have something on Benedetta unless we're in the heavy range. But outside of that, go widen your quaddy because I think there's quite a few winning chances. And I think positions in run and how this race sets up will be the key. Now, the last of our Group 1s, Race 8, the Group 1 Queensland Derby. So I anticipate quite a slow tempo here in this Derby. There isn't really a noted leader on paper, which is quite interesting. I think Party Crasher looks to lead from Barrier 1. A lot of the other speed influences in San Jose Boy, Eclair, Encore, and the Muffin Man are all emergency. So I guess without waffling, the more I looked into this race, the more keen I got on Party Crasher each way. Just given the map, lack of pressure, and he's got Craig on, which I think is a really, really good thing. He's one of the best track walkers in the country, so he'll know exactly where that best ground is. The horse is hard fit. He's got 8,600 metres under his belt here. I guess the only chink to him is probably the fact that he's doing this all in his first prep. So I think that could probably be maybe a slight query, but I think he's around 13-1, so it's a really, really good chance, price to find out. Outside of him, I think Statuaria obviously is a great chance. Beltiel was doing her best work late in the Rough Habit. And then we've got the Muffin Man, who comes out of a handicap over the 2,000 metres there in Victoria, where he was given quite an uncharacteristic stink about, Ethan Brown. But that race rated quite well. So in terms of betting, I think a good 1x3 play on Party Crasher, because you know he's going to be up on speed. You know he's going to get the trip. It'll just be a matter of whether it's an end of prep run for him or not. In terms of quaddy numbers, though, I'm going 3, 5, 10, 13, 17, and 20. Now, I'm just having a look at the fields now for the final leg of the quaddy, because I think I've given the other three legs. I might as well give these ones now. So this is the Helen Coughlin. So looking at this, I think you can include Covalente. So go 1, 3, 6, 7, 8, 10, and 16, I think, could be your numbers in the last leg. I wouldn't let Fortune a Kiss go round without you being on. So there, that is the preview for Eagle Farm. Now we've got a couple around the grounds. I have steering clear of Rosehill just given that heavy track, but I've got three at Caulfield that I'm quite keen on. First one is race three, Big Swinger. Now the market support for this horse last start Sydney was just outrageous. He was $34 into $4 fave. Yes, the scratching of the favourite obviously took about 50% of the market out, but still that is such a big go. Gets back to a good deck. Ben Allen is airborne, and those closing splits in Sydney were that of a very, very good horse, and mathematically he couldn't have won that race. The next one is race eight, the Bel Esprit, Neance. Now, this is the best bet for me over the weekend. I think she's a group one horse in waiting. Jump outs and trials have been super. Prime for this first up. She's three from three there and two from two at Caulfield. So I think she's a ripping chance. And in race nine, the BM84, there's a horse that is second emergency. I think Tal Braga came out this morning or last night, so it needs one more scratching to make the field. But the one I like is Heraldus. Jump out work has been very good, particularly the last one going to the line with Rise at Dawn, who we spoke about there in the Kingsford Smith, and I think is a live chance in a Stradbroke. Open race, so it's not like a launch bet or anything like that, but I think around that $9, it's a really, really good price. Now, $100 strategy, we're going $65 on Neance, Caulfield Race 8 at $2.80 for a return of $182. $20 on Grafter Burners, Eagle Farm Race 5 for $8 for a return of $160. And then we're going to have $15 on Heraldus, Caulfield Race 9 at $8.50 for a return of $127.50. So we could have a nice little collect there on Saturday if the $100 strategy comes off. Now, if you do have a problem with gambling, please visit gamblinghelponline.org.au or call 1-800-858-858 for free and confidential support. Now, hope everyone has a good weekend on the punt. Obviously, be mindful there of the weather. And then I'll be back next week to preview Oaks Day there in Brisbane. Good luck, everyone.